Zion Amad Aleph, exactly halfway down the page, the Gemara is discussing a concept in halacha called Bereira. So Yesh Bereira, Ein Bereira. So the Gemara, the concept means a person wants to create some halachic status on an item. This should be Truma. Which one's Truma? I'll decide tomorrow. Something over here is Truma. So when I'm making the status, I want it to be a start now, with relying on a bureau later on, which will work retroactively. So if you hold Yesh Bereira, you say you can do that. I'm going to, the case over here is a guy making an Eruv Tchumen. I'll say either this is Eruv Tchumen on the east of the city, or the one on the west of the city. I'll decide tomorrow. Or maybe I don't want one at all. I'll decide tomorrow. But it has to take, Eruv Tchumen has to start at the beginning of Shabbos. Okay, it starts then. It's effective then. Which one, I'll figure out tomorrow. If you hold Yesh Bereira, you can do that. If you hold Ein Bereira, you can't do that. I want to make this Truma. I'll decide tomorrow which part is Truma. If you hold Yesh Bereira, you can do that. If you hold Ein Bereira, you can't do that. So Mor brought a Mishnah which said that Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Bereira. So Mor is going to challenge that. V'savar Rabbi Yossi Ein Bereira. Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Bereira. I v'atanan Rabbi Yossi Omer Shteinoshim Shalochu Eskinehem Be'iruv. So there's two women who gave birth, and they have to bring a set of birds as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. One is an oila, and one is a chatas. One is an oila sa'oif, and one is a chatas sa'oif. And so that's a set of birds is called a kan, or a kain. So they bought their kinehen, their two kainim, together as partners. Okay, so that's the first case. Oshanosno kinayan lekayan, or they gave them to the kayan, and they had not been designated in the set which one is the arlo, which one is the chatas.
They gave the birds.
They gave the birds to the kayan. So, yeah.
Here, but it just says it gave the money, the purchase money.
Okay. Look, the Mishnah has the Mishnah has the words demei kinayan. The Our Gemara has kinayan. Okay, but there was nothing designated yet. Okay, it's simpler. The learner is referring to the money, so we'll go with that. So now, Ezel Shiyirtz Kayan Yakiv Oyla. So he has no limitations in how he's going to do it. But the problem is each woman has to bring an oila and a chatas. So we could argue when he takes this one as an oila and this one as a chatas, that wasn't her money. So if you hold Yesh Bereira, what you're going to say is, you say no. When he brings it for her, we say retroactively, it was clarified that when he bought, use her money was for these birds, and her money was for those birds. So when he brings these birds for her, the ones that he bought with those that in his bar, that's the one. So that's that would rely on bravery. So it works. And this is Rabbi Yossi talking.
Is there a slight difference though between the money and the birds? I mean, with the birds, you know, it's these birds. The money is this money, but it could be any birds that he buys with that money.
Yeah, the problem is, if she gives him, let's say, a set of birds costs $5, she gives $5, and she gives $5. She has to bring an oil and a chatas, and she has to bring an oil and a chatas. I could argue that maybe what's happening is he goes to the store and he buys $10, he gets four birds. He brings two as oilas and two as chatas. So maybe Leah's money was the two oilas, and Rachel's money was the two chatas,
right,
which is not good. The teacher didn't have to bring an oil and a chatas. So nobody was yotzei their mitzvah. So without the concept of Bereira, I'm going to end up with neither one being yotzei their mitzvah. So we would have to say, no, you, let's go with your money, buy two birds, but clearly mark those two birds, bring the best mitzvah to do two birds, one oil and one chatas. You can't do b'shutvus. How's it going to work? Because how do I know that your money brought the right birds?
Right.
But if you say Breira, you say, no, no, no. After we bring the birds, you say, aha, that was her money brought those birds yesterday. I work backwards with Breira. So once I have an Arlan Achatis, that was Leah's money. And this was Rachel's money. But I can't do that without Breira. So Morris says, Amar Rabba, Hasam Kish. So you see, the Rabbi Yossi holds Breira, Yesh Breira, and we said before, Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira. So Morris says, no. Amar Rabba, Hasam Kish Hisnu. They made a Tanai, that when the two women, when they did it, they said, listen, we're going to pool our money, and we're going to say that whatever the Kohen brings for Leah, that was Leah's money. So I sort of shared, originally, I'm giving you ownership of my money. Right? When we're putting in our $10, Leah tells Rachel, listen, I don't know whose birds are going to buy what, but we're going to make up right now that whatever the Kohen brings, those birds for you, that's your money. So I transferred ownership. Really, maybe really Leah's $5 bought these birds, and the Kohen is mocked of those birds for Rachel with Leah's money. It doesn't work. No. Leah told Rachel up front, if it ends up he's giving using those, I'm giving you ownership of that money to start with. So up front, they designated that they'll transfer ownership of the money if necessary to make sure that the person gets the right bird. That's a Rashi learns. Tosfos says, I don't know why that's also, but how do I decide what happened to the money? Well, it's Breira, you're still stuck with Breira, but that's Tosfos' problem with Rashi. That's a Rashi learns.
He has a choice to get out of it. No matter what he do with the money.
What?
Whichever one he used the money for, it doesn't matter. He's got the choice.
Yeah, but
he specified up front. He covered it.
I understand, but the moment when he bought, was it Rachel's money or Leah's money when she bought these birds? I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow when the Kohen's mocked of it. So you're still back to Breira. Right? Yeah, either because it was Rachel's money because she pulled it out of her pocket, or it's because her money because Leah said it could be hers. But what's the dafmi? But the same problem. Who said this? Whose it is? We'll find out tomorrow. That's a problem. It's still a problem of Ray. But Rashi learns that's not considered a Ray. That when if they designate it up front that this is how it's going to work, that's not a problem of Ray. The more says he hachi, my lememra means they basically decided. Listen, here's the money, and the Kohen gets to decide. So the Kohen decided. This is Rachel's birds. This is Leah's birds. So the Kohen decided. That's good. So what's, if you hold that's not Breira, what's the Chiddush? Yochi, my lememra. If so, what are you telling me? What's this mission telling me? It should work. Of course it works. More answers. Kamash Malon Kid Rav Chisda. It's teaching me the Loch of Rav Chisda. Domer Rav Chisda. And Akinim Misparshos. Ella Ibelikichas Bailim Imesias Kayat. The definition of who, which bird is an Oilo, which bird is a Chatas, and that's the pair, is either decided at the moment when the owner buys the two birds, those are hit. If not case not as partners. So these are my birds. That's it. Or alternatively, it's possible the person and when he bought him, he said, listen, this one's the Oilo, this one's the Chatas. So at the moment of purchase, he designated them, they become designated. If he didn't designate them at the time of purchase, the designation afterwards is not binding. The only thing which will bind it afterwards is when the Kohen does it. When the Kohen takes the pair and makes one an Oilo, the other one has to be a Chatas. Because that's the deal. You have to be other than a chat. So the designation is either at the time of the purchase. When I buy, I say, I'm buying this one to be an arlo and this one to be a chat. Okay, so they're designated. If I didn't, I bought them, whatever, it's a pair. Well, then said, you know, I have a good idea. Let's do this for this. it's not binding. The Kohen can switch it. That's okay. Once the Kohen does one, that's it designates. So we say over here, the designation isn't until the Kohen actually brings it. That's the Chiddush over here. Let's see Rashi. Back on Lama Zayin Amar Aleph. Be'iruv b'shutvis. They bought the pair as partners. So the halacha is, Rabbi Yossi said, le'ezim in akinim sheyitzim, whatever set he wants, beza predes yakiv olus, l'shtein anoshim, what he can do, the Kohen can say, listen, oh, here's two birds, these both will be olos. This will be the olah for Rachel, and this will be the olah for Leah. He can do that. Or he can say, these two birds, one's another one's a cop, for Rachel. These two birds are the chatos. He can do whatever he wants. Okay, I have four birds, two ladies. I can take these two birds and make them both airless. These two birds chatos. These two birds chatos. These two birds airless. These two birds, one other one a chatos, and these two one other one a chatos. I can do whatever I want. Okay. He can do beis abedus yakiv airless to shtei noshim. Ves akana ha'acher yakiv shtei and chatos to shtei noshim, and the other pair both should be chatos. Or if he wants, he can switch it. He can break up each pair. Pray to one bird for another. Pray to the chatas. One bird is the chatas. The shepherd told me that's for sure good. Alma, what do we see? Midakomar. You're allowed to buy them together as partners. So that works based on the Breira concept. The meaning, Hoover Hadover, later on when you bring it, retroactively, that there was a find that when you that shezua predo the shaker of the shema shall zu shalahi, when he brings that bird for Rachel, now it's retroactively designated that was Rachel's bird the whole time based on the idea of Breira. The shame bailam beinan. Now that's important. It has to be. We have to have. It's known that it's hers because when you bring a korban, you have to bring it with intent for the correct owner. That's called a shame, l'shem bailu. When you mock up the korban, it has to be brought for that person. The aim breira, because now the more thing, but if you hold aim breira, so ikal amemer, I can, might end up with the problem. The chadas elah shehikr of law lo shaloh hayu elah shachavert. Maybe the birds that he brought with Rachel in mind really belong to Leah. The korban akorban b'shini b'ayilim, a korban which is brought with changing the owner, which having the wrong owner in mind, bringing it for Rachel when it really belongs to Leah. Kaim lo mepsachim, the more said the pesachim will be zvachim. Deino oyle l'b'ayilim. The owner is not yotzei mitzvah. So that's referring to the oila. An oila or a shlomim or an asham, which is brought shalom l'shem bailim, the korban is kosher, but the owner is not yotzei the mitzvah, and they have to bring another korban. And by chatos, the loch is shalom l'shem is possible. The koshken by chatos, shalom l'shem bailim, if it's brought with either the chathas is brought mistakenly thinking that a person's makar b'chathas and thinking, oh, this is an erla, right? Yeah, erla. That was really, he made a mistake, but that's no good. If he brings a chathas, shalol lishmo, not for its name, meaning the chathas name, oh, shalol l'shem balel, or not for the correct owner, l'gami mitzvah, it's totally possible. Okay? U'kvi yashem balem, enu tala b'kayin, that's not up to the kayin to decide who's the owner. So how does it work? How can you say that these two birds are yotze? If you tell me that if you bring it for the wrong person, the chat is impossible. And the oila is not yotze. So, must be breira. The answer is breira. Breira says, when the Kohen brings it, now it's his bar. That was there, that was Rachel's the whole time, and he's bringing it for Rachel, which is the real owner. So you see, yesh breira. Verses no, kashi histu anoshim b'neim, shekol mishayakir, b'kayin lishma, yehesh shaloh. So they designated up front that the Kohen is going to be the one who's going to the side ownership. So it's not Breira, it's not working retroactively. It's that he decides the ownership. It's a Rashi learns. Mor says that that's how it works. Yehachi, my lememra. Kiman de midas kayan toli, since it's up to the kayan, and that's how they ranged So yeah, so the Kohen did this, that defines it then. So what's the Chiddush? The Gemara says the Chiddush is Rav Chista's din. K'mashal on Kurt Rav Chista. Shalaf v'pisha ha'yu kol kan v'kan v'kain v'kain. The correct pronunciation is kain, most people call it a kan. So it says kan tipor, because that's besmichut. But the word itself, the word itself is kain. So each one is Rachel bought came in with two birds, and Leah came with two birds. Elish and Lachem Yachal, they bought it together, but each one walked away with a set, because they buy them a set. So this is a set, and this is a set. Okay, that's it. It's a set. It's stuck. This is the set. One is another one's a gratis. That's what I would have thought. I could have thought to say, whereas each set, you're forced to use one as a chatas and one as an arla. You can't take, okay, they walk in with Rachel with them two birds, no problem. Two arlas. No. You have to take, you bought two birds, one has to be an arla, one has to be a chatas. That's the set. Right? So that's what I would have thought. Everything you can't do that. The Dalavadaita, the Hachi Yavino, they did not give it to the Kohen intending that he should do two chatos here and two others there. No, the Kimadoi Ekbeinu, the head of Bashas the Kicha. Since at the time of purchase, they did not designate explicitly. Lamer, pray to Zuchatos, we pray to Zuchatos. At the time of purchase, okay, this is the oil, this is the chatos. They didn't say that. Even if they decided later on, after they bought it, said, you know what? I have a great idea. This should be an oil, this should be a chatos. Doesn't do anything. Yochel Kain Lasser is commercial yirtzah. The Kain can ignore that and do the way he wants. Because the Rechista said, Ein Akinen, Shakom Machusi Kaparo, Bisparshas, Ezel Oilo, Ezel Lachatos. You can bring a carbon oilo, excuse me, you can bring a carbon of an oif. There's two scenarios how you bring it. Either you bring it as a pair which the person has to bring, and that applies to a Zov, or a Zova, or a Mitzara, or a Mitzaras, or a Yoledis. That's the only cases of bringing birds, the person has a chiv to bring birds. That's called, preferred to love, is Mechusrei Kapora. They're lacking Kapora. These people, the part of their Kapora process is bringing these birds. Or a person wants to bring it as an adava. The person brings it as an adava, both are artless. The whole time you bring a chat, this oif is in those scenarios of those people. A zava, mitzaras, or a yoledis. So in the case of Mechusei Kapora, so they're not designated which one's the artless, which one's the artless, which one's the chatos, ella, even the kichas violent. Sha'omer b'shas the kicha zoyani lakech loyla mizay lachatos. At the time of purchase, he said that the person, the owner, the purchaser said, "This will be the oyla and this will be the chatos." And he bought it, gave the money with intent, this or this, this or that. So that defines it. That you can't switch. Oh b'asias okay. Or when the kohen does it, alim lachum stam, and the person brought it with no designation. V'acharkach kora alein shame. And later on, they designated. And Hashem Chalei, and the designation is not doesn't work. The Kohen can switch. Okay, the Krok Dorish Reb Chista said, "Yuma the more Yuma the Reb Chista brings a pasuk to prove this." Says, so that pasuk says, "Well, at the time of lekicha, the time of purchasing, one's another, one's a chat." Okay, see, there's another pasuk that says, "Gabi kohen, but also a kohen is a chod elav, is a chod chatos, is a chod elav." Or the kohen makes one this, and makes one that. So alma ein shem elav chatos chalalein ela ob lekicha ob esiyah. So the two places where the Torah says the designation is effective is either ob lekicha or basiyah. Okay. So we're standing right now. The Rebbe Yosi holds Ein Breira, and the case of the Kenan was the case where they made it tonight beforehand. Fred the Merkash, Vakati, second line, Lamazino Abbas. Vakati, Silver Rabirsi, Ain Braver, really? Rabirsi also Ain Braver, really? Vatanya, we learned in a Bryce of the following. Ama Orch, Amar Lachover. So Ama Orch has a lach of a person who's not trusted in regards to Chumas and Mises, and his items have a din of Demai. Okay. And a chover is a person who's been designated that we trust in regards to Chumas and Mises. So the Amoritz tells the chover, Kachli aguda achas shal yoruk, go buy me a bundle of this type of vegetable. A gluska achas, or a gluska is would be some type of a grain. They made it into a nice piece of flat bread. So in a circle aser, divir b'yosi. The chamar min circle aser. So here is what's the issue? So the chaver goes and buys it. And he's buying from an Amoritz. So what he buys, he has to take off. He has to take off the halach of demai. Shuma, we assume that the Amoritz took off. Meiser, we don't trust him. And the chaver has to take off Meiser again. So he goes and buys one bundle for himself, one bundle for the Amoritz. Then he comes back and gives the Amoritz a bundle. The lach is a chaver is not allowed to sell to an amoritz without taking off meiser for the amoritz first. See, here he's got a problem. He's delivering the bundle to the amoritz. Is that called selling? So what's the question? The amoritz gave him a dollar and he spent a dollar. Comes to the merchant and he gives him $2. He gets two bundles. Take one bundle for himself, he gives one bundle to the Amoritz. So if the money which the Amoritz gave bought his bundle, so it's the Amoritz's bundle. So he has no key of the Miyamasa, it's the Amoritz, let him deal with it. But if what really happened was that his money bought the bundle he's giving to the Amoritz, that's his money, it's his bundle. So he's the equivalent of selling it to the Amoritz right now. Well, if you're selling it to the Amoritz right now, you have to take off Meiser. So what do you want to say? When he gave the $2 to the owner, the Amoritz, to buy it, we don't know which bundle is going to go where. We'll find out later on which bundle was the Amoritz's money and which one bundle was his money. That's Brera. At the time of the purchase, it's not designated which money went for which. And we'll find out later on. When I take one bundle, that was my money. And you take the Amoritz takes the other bundle, that's his money. So if it's his money, I'm not machir to deal with it, let him deal with it. If it's my money, I have to take off Meiser before I give it to him. Which lays me out, but puts me back money, because he said, listen, I want a full bundle, I asked for a full bundle. I didn't ask for a bundle minus a Meiser. So that the chaver would be machir to take off Meiser from his own bundle for the Amoritz also. Right? So that's, he's going to lose money on this deal. Alright, so the Tanakam is, so Rabbi Yossi says, ain't a tzarech la'aser. Then Rabbi Yossi says, no. Breyer says, you don't have to take off Meiser. Tzarech la'aser. You don't say Breyer, and therefore you have to take off Meiser before you give it to the Amoritz. Yeah? Makes sense over here? Yeah? So it's a rar, Rabbi Yossi holds the H. Breyer. The Amor says, Epuch. You're right, it's a good question. And really, the corrective version in the Mishnah was that you have to switch around the opinions. Rabbi Yossi was the one who said Tzarech La'aser, and the Chum says Ein Tzarech La'aser, because Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira, and the Chum holds Yesh Breira. We have to switch around the opinions. Toshma. Again, the Moor says, listen, let's bring a proof what Rabbi Yossi's opinion is in regards to Breira. Okay. Ha'omer Meiser Sheyesh Li Bebesi. Person has Meiser Sheni. This is, so Meiser Sheni, the law is that the person can take the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni, the Meiser region he gives to the Levi. The first Meiser. The second Meiser, he keeps, it's his. takes it to Yerushalayim and he eats it. Or alternatively, he can take the Kedusha, offer the Maaser Sheni, put it on money, take the money to Yerushalayim, and spend it on food and eat the food with the Kedusha Maaser Sheni. So he says like this, I don't have any money right now on me, I have money at home. I'm in Maaser right now, that the Maaser should be Chal, and when I get home, the first money I pull out of my purse. So, I'm not saying which money it is, I'll pull it out tomorrow, you know, later on. And that's what the act of the pidyon is, goes on that money. That's the money which is Kaddish. That's brayer. Right now I'm not saying which money it is. I'm saying this money becomes Kaddish. These coins become Kaddish.
Does it matter if he phrased it this way, the first money I grab, or if he said, when I get home, I'll take out my purse, and I will choose. The grab applies to...
What would make a difference? Says, "Ori Marsha Sheshi Bebesi Mechul Amo Selosh Atala BeYadi Minakat Kis." The coin which will come out. So this is right now at 3 o'clock. It's supposed to take effect. When I get home at 5 o'clock, I'll pull out the coin, and that's the coin. That's the coin which was caught. I want it to become Mechulal now at 3 o'clock. Which coin is the one which now is holy? I'll find out at 5 o'clock which one it is. That's brave. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mechulo. Rabbi Yossi says it works. It means Rabbi Yossi holds Yesh Breira. And you're telling me over here, you told me I'm an Aleph. Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breira. Mor says Eipuch. So we're going to switch it around. How do you switch it around over here? There's no two opinions. There's only one person over here. Right? Ema, we have to say, Rabbi Yossi Amar Loichila. It doesn't work. Mor says, 1 second. See, what are you talking about like this? You have the price on Lama Zayin and Aleph at the top. Rabbi Yossi holds, says, Ein Breira. You have just brought me two prices. Rabbi Yossi holds, Yesh Breira. And both says, no, let's switch it around. So why do you feel that one mission over there is more definitive, and that's the right version, and these two we have to correct. Maybe these two are right, and that we have to correct. Why are you going? Why do you say, listen, that's right, and these two are wrong? We have to change the text. Maybe these two are right, and that one's wrong.
And the idea is that because of it's double brisa that has hot, that trumps the Mishnah, because normally a Mishnah trumps the brisa. The fact that these are two brisas.
Well, it's a funny. The word calls it Tanan before, because regards to a mayor, it's a Tanan. Why? Because the Mishnah. The Mishnah in that the Gemara quotes a Mishnah on Lama Vav Beis of the lesson the Tana Halakech Yain. Okay, that part Halakech Yain Medakusim Armer Shnei Lugan Shnei Yosel LaHafrish Mechel B'Shoyse. That's a Mishnah. Diver Remeir Behuda B'Shoyse Shem Noisim. That's a Brisa. So the Gemara is of course discussing Remeir. Gemara says that's a Mishnah. Discussing a Bracy, it's only a Bracy. It's a Tosefta, but there's also a Tosefta. Shred Markasha, Michael Zisa, the Pach, the Tarti, Mikamichado. Why did you, what pushed you to change two because of the one? Apu Chada, Mikamitarti. Let's switch the one because of the two. Morris says, no. I'll tell you why. Because, Ha, Vada Ipratanya. This brisa that we just quoted, the case of the Maaser Sheyeshli Bebesi, Mechulal Selosh Atala BeYadim Min HaKis, which we're saying, Rabbi Yossi says, our version is, it says Mechulal, and we're changing to Lachilel, we have to say that. Independent of all this other discussion, that the words Mechulal as written are wrong. It has to be corrected. How do I know? This price definitely has to be switched. The Ketani Seifa, because that price itself continues. Who says the following words? So the Moor assumes the case of he only had one new coin in his purse. So he says, if it should be chal on the new coin, that works, because there's only one. There's only the Breira. We know which coin it is. Okay? So there, Rabbi Yossi's Moira. One second. If we have the version right, Rabbi Yossi said it works even if you don't know which coin. So for sure, you know, if you know which coin, then and Rabbi Yossi's Moira, if you know which, if it's one coin. He always says it's good. See, if you change the Gersa like the Gemara is suggesting and saying Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't work, so that's the Gemara. But by the way, in a case there's only one coin, it works. And it's what you're telling me. If you tell me this works, if it's five coins, you know which one it works, and even if it's one coin, it also works. Of course it works. Why shouldn't it work? What's the Kiddush? So what's the he adding this whole little line? So it must be that the version was wrong, and the correct Gersa was Rabbi says it doesn't work when it's five coins. I'm not sure which coins. It doesn't work. Zot the Bright said, but in a case it's only one coin, he's Moida. Right? If you tell me over here it works, it means you're saying before it doesn't work. Now, the verse wants to find out what's the case. What was the case of the new coin? There was two or three coins there. So which new coin? I don't know. That's also Brera. The Ish Brera, Haino Kamaisa. Ela Deleka, Ela Kada. So the case has to be there's only one new coin. Morris says, okay. So if it's only one new coin, the phrase is wrong. My tala. The word tala means that we're gonna pull one out and see. You know, whichever one comes up. Well, it's only one, but there's no whichever one. It's the one. So Morris says, you're right. I did Tani Resha Tala, Tani Nami Seva Tala. We use the word tala in the Seifa, even though in the case of the Seifa it wasn't really relevant because there's only one coin. See Rashi. Amar Shemar Lechaver. Rashi starts four lines down on the narrow lines. Sheyachaver Harlech Leshuk Likach Lo Yerek Laatzim. The Chaver is going to the market to buy vegetables for himself. Amar, it's no, you're going already. Kach Gamli Agudas Yerek. Buy for me also. A bundle of vegetables. Ain't our chaver laaser demai meoisa shenosin laamoritz. Avish alocha shaloi b'shalamoritz stam b'lapirish kishikanon zeliba zelaamoritz. Vumi amoritz lochon. He bought from an amoritz. At the time of the purchase, he didn't say, "Listen, here, Mister Amoritz, Mister Seller, Amoritz. Here's my dollar, this is mine. Marked Rangel. This is the Amoritz's dollar, marked Amoritz." Right? He didn't do that. He didn't designate. He bought it stam, so we know which one it goes with which. He bought it from an Amoritz. He comes back and says, "Here, Mr. Amoritz, here's your bundle of York," and he gives it to him without taking off mice. So how does that work? Yesh Breira, Kishanois to La Amoritz. When he gives it to the Amoritz, we say Breira. Shazul Tzarcha Locha must be when he gave that to the Amoritz, it's Nisbarer. That was the one that he bought for the Amoritz. It was the Amoritz the whole time. Vein Chaver Zem Merchel. It's not like I'm selling it to you now. Chaver Tzarcha Laaser. That's a Breira. Chaver say Tzarcha Laaser. Dein Breira. Breira doesn't work, and therefore Vish Loimer Zul Tzarcha Chaver Locha. What he's giving the Amoritz now was really the bundle that he really bought with his money. It's for him, himself. Now he's giving it to the Amoritz and he's exchanging. The office of the Chavra is not allowed to sell to an Amoritz something which hasn't had Shumas and Maisa taken off. So he has to be Ma'aser before he gives. Okay, the next case was a case of this. He says, I'm going to make the chilul of the Maaser Sheni to be chal on whichever coin comes out of my pocketbook tomorrow, till later on. Reza Machilul, it works. He saw it, syllabi other, when he takes the coin out. Amrina, we say, Yesh Breira. Breira says, Shazet Shechilul, Maaser Sheni Aleh, this is the one that the Maaser Sheni was effective on. The Ein Breira, we all Ein Breira, Loyam Ramidi, didn't say anything. I mean, the high seller, the soul of Kobe Yade, hash, so the Kermish he takes out now. The Haklif, that wasn't the one that he wanted to put the Kedusha on to exchange for the Maaser Sheni. Mishtachel the ka'ochel marshal sheni b'lepidiyah. So there was no pidyon. There was no coin designated. So there's no pidyon. Succeeding marshal sheni outside of Yerushalayim without pidyon, can't do that. The Mor says switch. The Mor says why do you switch two for one? The patatarti, the case of agula, the bundles of the vegetables, the vechilol, and the case of being mechal the marshal sheni. Because of the case of the Mishnah of Yain Mibena Kusim, the case of the wine which he buys from the Kusim, which also is a problem of bread. The Mor said, well, we don't have a choice. Yitani Sefer, the case of the Brice of Chilol, it continues and says, it was a Selah Chadasha, Vein Shemalahi, there's only one new coin. So it's not Brer, it's Vadai. So that he's over there, he's more that works. Come in Porach, my Tala. So why is it called Tala? Shechil, that works. The Kiman, the Ein Shom, Chadosh, Elohi, Minkra Milsev. There's only one coin, so it works. So what was the case? Idi Katarti Tlas, Chadosh, there's two or three new ones. Hanukkah Maisev, but my Chilo, that's the case of the Reza, which doesn't work, according to this. So Mor says, there's only one coin. Now, what's the Kiddush? So good. So, that, you know, if I make Chilul and I say it should be on a coin, it works. Of course. What's the Kiddush? So Tosfos says, the top Tosfos says, I might think, because the Chum would not allow the situation where you're saying, I'm going to pull the coin out later on. Even in a case where it's clear which coin it is, because I said the new coin, there's only one new coin. But we don't like this, because the next time you're going to do it with where case is not so clear. So we should make a gzeira and say, no, this doesn't work. That's what we should say. We don't say that. We don't make this gzeira and say, you know, don't get involved in this type of stuff because next thing you know, you're going to do something wrong. That the chiddush is you don't make the gzeira. Okay. Amrlei, Rav Ola Rav Nachman, back on the Gemara. So up to this point, when we're discussing Breira, we have not made a difference between Breira. We're dealing with the halachas of the Torah, and Breira dealing with halachas of the Durabonim. Difference between Duraisas and Durabonim. We haven't made a difference. If you hold Breira, yesh Breira, yesh Breira. Hold in Breira, yesh Breira. Our Mishnah is the case of a Ruvit Tchuman, which is the case of a Durabonim. The case of the Meister is the case of a Din Duraisa. And we're saying, if you hold in Breira here, hold in Breira there, hold yesh. The Mor is not making a difference. Now the Mor is going to sort of revisit that. Amalei Rav Ola Rav Nachman. Man haitana that filo be the rabbanon less lay breira. Who's the tana which says that even by the rabbanons ain't that no breira? Now, which tana are you referring to? The tanya we learned in a brisa. Omer lechamisha. A person says to five people. Okay, hareini me'arav al eza mikem she'ertza. I'm making the ruvit. They're with Chumen for one of you five guys. I'll decide later on which one I want. Sheretzah, which I will want. So that's Breira, which person got to get the Eruv. We'll find out later on. But it doesn't help later on. It has to be Chal at the beginning of Shabbos. Well, we'll say Breira later on when he decides. Reuven, it's met with Reuven the whole time. Or Ritzisi Yelich, Lo Ritzisi Lo Yelich. So, or alternatively, he says, if I decide that I want the Erev to be effective, it'll be effective. If not, not. So the Tana Brisa says, Rotzim Yibodyayim, if he decides before Shabbos starts, Eruv Erev, Mishach HaShecha, Eruv Erev. If he decides after Shabbos already started, it doesn't work. Because Ein Breira, even though it's a Durabana. So who said that? Who's the name of the Tana that says that? Mor says, what do you mean? Malay, Tana de Be'ayo. So, who? So that was the Mor quoted before that Ayo said, Yehuda says, you can't, Ayo quoted a Bryce that Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't do Breira by Ruvei Tchuman. So you want to know who is it? It's the Brisa I quoted. That's who it is. It's Rabbi Yehuda and the Brisa. Mor says, Lo Shmiele. Rava was not aware that Ayo had said, Ayo was an Amara, and Rava never heard what Ayo had said. That's what the Mori answers. So Yosef says, no, one second. Tanoi Shekalta Mi'alma, you're looking for a Tana? I'll tell you a Tana, I'll tell you a name. Like, we took away all the Tanoim from the world. There's nobody available to put a name on over here. Tanoihi. It's a Mechlogit Tanoi, the Tanya. The guy says, listen, I have a very secure Eruvit Tchumen. So I want to put it out there at the end of the Tchum. It should stay there for the whole year. And each shabbos, I'll decide, do I want to use it or not? Okay? So this shabbos, I want to be regular in the city, so this way I can go to the other side also. Next shabbos, I says, you know what, I need to travel that way, so I'm going to make the Erev effective. And I can't go that way anymore. I can't go to the other side of the city. I can go that way, even beyond the Tchum, based on the Erev. I'll decide each Shabbos. If I want to go, I'll go. If I don't want to, I don't want. So Tanakama says, "Rotzim b'yom eruv eruv." So, or everybody says, if you decide before each Shabbos, he frankly says, "Okay, what's the plan for Shabbos? I'm traveling. Okay, I want the eruv to be chal. It's chal. I'm not traveling. There is not chal." Mishicha shechi. If he didn't decide before Shabbos, so you know, I'm not sure what my plans are. I'll find out later on tonight. I'll decide later on tonight. Mishicha Sheikha. So Shimon Omer, Eruv Eruv, that works, which means Brera works. Chabim Omer, Eruv Eruv, doesn't work. So if you want to know who the Tana says that it doesn't work, I have an explicit Braisa that doesn't work. Like, what's the problem? Okay. So this is Mechlokes Tanoim, they answer the question, and I this is your answer. Now, furthermore, the Morris says, one second, we have a problem in Rav Shimon. Because we have in this Bryce Rav Shimon saying that it works. We have an Oman Aleph, Rav Shimon says, for the case of the taking off the miser from the wine of the goy, that it doesn't work. Which means Ein Breira. Here Rav Shimon says, Yesh Breira. The Mor says, Kasha the Rav Shimon, Vashimin and the Rav Shimon, the less they Breira. Kasha the Rav Shimon, not Rav Shimon, we have a steer in Rav Shimon. Ela Epuch, so we have to switch it around. So now we switch it around, Rav Shimon says, so we have clearly the Rav Shimon is the one who says over here, Ein Breira. Even by the case of Tchum, which is the Rabbana. And the Chalmon says, Yesh Breira, but you want to know who was it? Rav Shimon. The Mor says, I don't understand the question. My Kasha. You're asking this theory. Rav Shimon Oman Aleph said it doesn't work. Ein Breira. Now, here's Rav Shimon saying Yesh Breira. I'll tell you the chiluk. That's a deraisa. Dealing with the halachos of Meister and Shuma. That's the deraisa. Ein Breira. Over here by Eruvit Chuman, that's the Rabbanan. Rav Shimon holds by the Rabbanan. He's saying Yesh Breira. Dilma ki leslay Rav Shimon Breira by the deraisa. I'll be the Rabbanan. It's lay. Maybe by the deraisa. He says Ein Breira. That's the case before. And over here by Chum, which is the Rabbanan. He holds Yesh Breira. So our answer is, so Rabbi Yosef Manda Islay Breira, if you hold a Breira, Lo Shtabi Raisa, Lo Shtabi Rabbanon Islay. Umanda Leslay Breira, Lo Shtabi Raisa, Lo Shtabi Rabbanon Leslay. We don't make a difference between the Raisas and the Rabbanon. Okay, now that's.